This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth over 3,250 crore rupees at Malda in West Bengal yesterday. The Prime Minister also flagged off 4 new Amrit Bharat Express trains, marking a major boost to rail connectivity and infrastructure in the state. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the campaign to accelerate West Bengal's progress has gained fresh momentum from Malda, with projects aimed at improving travel, trade and employment opportunities for the youth.
Bengal ki is pavan bhumi se aaj bharatiya rail ke aadhunikaran ki taraf ek aur bada kadam uthaya gaya hai. Aaj se Bharat mein Vande Bharat sleeper trainon ki shuruaat ho rahi hai. ये नई वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन देशवासियों के लंबे सफर को और आरामदायक बनाएगी, शानदार बनाएगी, यादगार बनाएगी. विकसित भारत की ट्रेनों ये कैसी होनी चाहिए, इस वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन में आप साफ साफ नजर आता है.
Mr. Modi said the train reflects the vision of a Viksit Bharat and showcases India's growing technological capabilities under the Made in India initiative. Prime Minister Modi also launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress TMC government at Malda, West Bengal. Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating it has reached a critical stage that is altering regional demography and local languages.
Bengal ke samne ek bahut badi chunauti ghuspet ki hai. TMC ke neta, TMC का सिंडिकेट सालों से यहां घुसपैठियों को बसाने, उन्हें वोटर बनाने का खेल खेल रहा है. पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक क्षेत्रों में आबादी का संतुलन भी बिगड़ रहा है. कई जगह भाषा और बोली में फर्क आ रहा है.
The Prime Minister also accused Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of obstructing central welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat, PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and the Jal Jeevan Mission. Prime Minister Modi also attended the Bagurumba Doho 2026 Traditional Bodo Cultural Program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Barua Sports Complex in Guwahati. On this occasion, more than 10,000 artists from the Bodo community performed Bagurumba dance. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the unprecedented development in the Bodoland Territorial Region, BTR, since the peace accord backed by a 1500 crore rupees package from the central government.
Aaj yahan jis raftaar se vikas ho raha hai wo aapke samne hai. Humne Bodo Kachari Welfare Autonomous Council ka gathan kiya. Bodoland kshetra mein behtar vikas ke liye 1500 crore rupees ka vishesh vikas package diya gaya. Bodoland ke liye alag welfare department और बोडोलैंड एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव स्टाफ कॉलेज की स्थापना भी की गई. इससे बोडो समुदाय के कल्याण के लिए और बेहतर नीतियां बनाने में मदद मिल रही.
नेशनल टेस्टिंग एजेंसी NTA हैज रिलीज द एडमिट कार्ड्स फॉर द JEE मेन 2026 सेशन 1 एग्जामिनेशन. Candidates appearing for Paper 1 of BE or BTEC between the 21st and 24th of this month can download their admit cards by visiting NTA's official website gmain.nta.nic.in. NTA has instructed candidates to ensure that the QR code and barcode on the admit card are clearly visible. Candidates must also carry a valid photo ID, the same one uploaded in the application form, for identity verification. US President Donald Trump has announced a 10% import tariff on goods from 8 European countries, citing their opposition to US control of Greenland. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said the tariff would take effect from February and apply to Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands and Finland. He added that the levy would be raised to 25% from 1st of June if no agreement is reached on what he described as the complete and total purchase of Greenland by the USA. And in the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.